This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The three-day special sitting of the extended budget session of Parliament commenced today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Lok Sabha on the Women's Reservation Bill. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address in the Lok Sabha.
हमारी हजारों साल की लोकतंत्र की एक विकास यात्रा रही है और उस विकास यात्रा में एक नया आयाम जोड़ने का एक शुभ अवसर सदन के हम सभी साथियों को मिला है और मैंने प्रारंभ में कहा है कि हम सब भाग्यवान हैं कि हमें ऐसे महत्वपूर्ण और देश की आधी आबादी को इस राष्ट्र निर्माण की नीति निर्धारण प्रक्रिया में हिस्सेदार बनाने का सौभाग्य मिल रहा है। ये हम लोगों के लिए सौभाग्य है और मैं चाहता हूं कि मेरे सभी माननीय सांसद मैं इधर उधर की आज बात करना नहीं चाहता हम सभी सांसद इस महत्वपूर्ण अवसर को जाने न दें हम भारतीय सब मिल करके देश को नई दिशा देने जा रहे हैं
Three key bills, the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 have been taken up for consideration in the Lok Sabha after a division of votes over their introduction. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. He said the Constitution 131st Bill 2026 will ensure equality for women. Mr. Meghwal said the time has come for the reservation of 33% seats. The Law Minister said to implement a uniform and legally consistent distribution of reserved seats for women across the country, it would be necessary to increase the total number of seats in the Lok Sabha by 50% over the current strength. Opening the discussion on the bills for the opposition, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. He said the reservation should be based on the existing 543 seats in the Lok Sabha. The discussion is underway. When the House assembled, Lok Sabha paid tribute to legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle, who passed away in Mumbai at the age of 92. The House also paid obituary references to the passing away of its members Abu Hashim Khan Chaudhry, Mohsina Kidwai and Hari Narayan Rajbhar. Members of the House observed silence as a mark of respect to the memory of the departed. BJP MP Sandhya Ray has said this is a historic day for women's empowerment in the country. Speaking to media outside Parliament House complex, Ms. Ray noted that the country's feminine power will get the opportunity to be represented in the 2029 elections. She also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi on behalf of the country's maternal power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and Austria exchanged several agreements and documents, including an MOU on food safety, a letter of intent, LOI, on cooperation and military matters, and an LOI on joint working group on counter-terrorism. Addressing the joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that both countries will strengthen its partnership in areas including defense, semiconductor, quantum and biotechnology. Austrian Chancellor Dr. Christian Stocker termed his visit to India as a milestone for Austria-India relations. He said the diplomatic relation between the two countries is much stronger than ever before. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Punjab Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 5 wickets in Bengaluru. And with that, we end this news bulletin.